If you want to be great in heaven, become like a child. Those are Jesus' words to the disciples in the gospel reading for today. But it doesn't make much sense to us. Why? Because this is kind of like the paradoxical sayings of our Lord. If you want to be first, then you must be last. Give to receive. To find your life, you must lose it. Love those that hate you. To live, you must die. To be great, you must be servant of all. Surrender your life to save it. Difficulties are a reason for joy. Freedom is found through slavery. When I am weak, then I am strong. True leadership is found through serving. Whoever humbles himself like this child is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. All these strange sayings of Jesus just seem like contradictions to common sense. I have to imagine it sounded that way to the disciples also. The disciples asked Jesus, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus, calling a child to him and setting him in the middle of them, says, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." I think it's interesting to note that sitting here 2,000 years later, we tend to think that the disciples really should have had a better handle on things. After all, they were there with Jesus in the flesh, seeing his miracles, hearing his teachings firsthand, yet they still didn't get it. It becomes obvious by their question on greatness. They're competing for the best position. Jesus' response should have been a hint to the seriousness of their cluelessness. "Truly I say to you" is biblical speak for, "Hey, listen up. This is important. You really need to get this." And then he says the phrase, "unless you turn." In English, it really doesn't sound like that much. But in Greek, it's more like, "unless you are converted," or "unless you repent," or "unless you change your ways and become like children, you will not enter heaven." This is serious stuff. It seems that the disciples were caught up in a whole other definition of greatness. They viewed greatness in terms of power, position, and glory, rather than in terms of righteousness. Terms like those that Jesus preached about in the Beatitudes in the Sermon on the Mount. They still hadn't figured out that the heavenly kingdom was opposite of the worldly kingdom, where worldly values were not like the heavenly ones, where a little child was like the one for them to and us to emulate. This just seems crazy. It's hard for us to understand. Most of us have had children, or at least were children at one time. Children are messy. Leave a small child alone with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for 5 minutes in a clean room full of toys and just see what happens. There will be PB&J everywhere but inside the child. This messy, haphazard world of children is so opposite of the greatness that we expect from our world leaders. The ability to take charge, delegate tasks, and find clean solutions to life's messy problems is the secular world's idea of greatness. But that is why the kingdom of God is a paradox compared to the worldly kingdom. And there are other traits of children that I think of that the world would seem to disqualify them from being greatest in the kingdom of heaven. They can be loud, obnoxious, obstinate, picky, stubborn, smelly, or maybe that's just my kids and grandkids. But I think we all know how trying kids can be. But that's the thing about paradoxes. On the surface, they just don't seem to make sense. But kids are more than just obnoxious, loud, and smelly. So let's take a look at some of the other characteristics of children and see what we can learn from them. A child can be the most humble of all persons. Verse 4 tells us that whoever humbles him like a child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Children, especially babies, are totally dependent on their parents for everything. Simple things like eating and bathing or even turning on the TV must be done for them. I'm sure most of you have seen the Facebook post that says, "Kids, don't make fun of me for showing me how to use my phone. I taught you how to use a spoon." Looking at the dependence of small kids reminds us that at times we forget that everything that we have and do were first given to us by God, including the very next breath that we take. When you are totally dependent on someone else for everything that you have or everything that you do, pride is really a lie anyway, right? We have nothing to be prideful about, nothing that we have done all on our own, all by ourselves. Not really. Nothing points that out better to us than the beginning of life, other than maybe the end. Whatever we accomplish during this life has been at best a team effort. God and you, and God providing you with the talent, materials, and time to make it happen. What we have or accomplish is a gift from our Creator. So be humble, like a child, so that you may be great in the kingdom of heaven. Another trait that I find remarkable in children is that they're also very forgiving. There are times that when, as parents or grandparents, even though we hate it, a child must be disciplined. When the crying and the tears are over, it doesn't take long for the little one to come back to you for hugs, kisses, reassurance that everything is okay. And on the playground or in the playroom, a child's tears resulting from a fight over a favorite toy with another child are soon forgotten, and best friends are quickly restored. Let's face it, forgiveness is a central teaching of the Bible, but one that adults really struggle with. A couple of verses later in this same chapter of Matthew, Peter asked Jesus how many times he must forgive a brother if he sins against him. As many as 7 times? Jesus says to him, "I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times. Despite the almost unlimited forgiveness that we are shown, we want to know how much forgiveness is enough. God knows our struggle, which is why he gave us a daily reminder when he included a phrase about forgiveness in the Lord's Prayer. The third characteristic of children is that they are teachable. There was probably nothing more frustrating for me when I was training a new person in my secular job was when a person thought they already knew how to do my job better than I did. Not only did it never end well for the new employee, but it ended up costing the company money and time. But little kids are different. Little kids are full of wonder about seeing new things for the first time, of wanting to be shown how to do something, and they are open to new ideas. Their thirst for knowledge is very real, and they trust the person teaching them is telling them the truth. We see this attitude in the Sunday school rooms as kids color their pictures, their eyes filled with excitement as they listen to their Sunday school teachers telling them their Bible stories. And at VBS, as they sing and shout and dance and play games and learn about their Lord and Savior. The Lord is looking for that same zeal in us as adults, that same excitement for our Lord and Savior on a Sunday morning. We need to have that same zeal and excitement if we are to be great in the kingdom of heaven. And what is every little kid's favorite question? Why? 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 They ask so many questions, sometimes the questions get very tiring. Yet God wants us to come to him with our questions, and he never gets tired of our asking. He has the answers that we need. But not all of God's answers are easy to hear. Sometimes his answers don't line up with what we want. but our wants do not change the truth of his word. That's where we get into trouble. What God doesn't like are when people think his answers are wrong and their answers are right, or that they themselves have all the answers, answers that don't line up with what's written in God's word. And people really get into trouble when they just stop asking questions of God, period. God doesn't mind questions. In fact, he encourages you to seek out the answers in the Bible, or ask your pastors or Sunday school teachers. Asking questions is how we learn. But there are some questions God doesn't give us the answers for, because we don't need to know. And we have to be okay with that, too. Being inquisitive is a good trait to have. Just make sure you're directing your questions to the right source or the right person. Finally, kids are imitators. Little boys want to be like dad or grandpa, and girls want to be like mom or grandma. I don't know how many times my grandson Odom has walked around the house in my boots or in his dad's shoes. If I'm fixing something in the house, Odom is right there with his toy tools, or when I'm not looking, he's grabbing my tools. It isn't until we get older that we talk of being our own man or our own woman and making a name for ourselves. And I do understand the need for that. But when it comes to spiritual matters, it is with childlike faith that we want to be like our Heavenly Father, imitating his ways, living as he would want us to live. We can't fill his shoes, but we can walk in his footsteps. Humility, forgiveness, being teachable, inquisitiveness, and being imitators of the Heavenly Father are just a few of the possible characteristics of children that I think Jesus had in mind when he talked about greatness in the kingdom of heaven, with humility being the main one. And there may be others, but these few help us to understand the paradox of a child being the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I'd like to wrap up my sermon today with a quote from Robert Fulghum. Mr. Fulghum is the author of the popular book, All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. And this quote appeared in the newspaper, the Kansas City Times. Most of what I really need to know about how to live and what to do and how to be, I learned in kindergarten. Wisdom was not at the top of the graduate school mountain, but there in the sandbox at nursery school. These are the things that I learned. Share everything. Play fair. Don't hit people. Put things back where you found them. Clean up your own mess. Don't take things that aren't yours. Say you're sorry when you hurt somebody. When you go out into the world, watch for traffic, hold hands, and stick together. The editor of the paper then commented, "This writer had captured part of what Jesus meant when he said, 'Unless you become like little children, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven.'" Amen.